Europe's number one station, BBC Radio 1 FM.
Tuesday morning, it's August the 30th, 1990, and that's Lindisfarne from 1972. Experience of the day. This is the Skater's Waltz by Volt Teufel. So there you go. 27 minutes to 6 o'clock in the lovely morning. Nice to be awake at this time, I always think. The remaining cloud over the east of England will move away into the North Sea today. Central areas will start dry and bright with sunny periods in many parts. However, northern and western areas are going to have showers, which may well get heavy at times. It's going to be cooler than yesterday everywhere, but still around normal in the brighter southeast. Northern Ireland, similarly showery and breezy along northern and western coasts, around 22 Celsius, 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
FM into the 90s. Non-stop music. Radio 1 FM.
Simon Leo, come on, get up.
Right, well, it's Thursday, 30th of August. Yes, it is. And before 8 o'clock, some of those very exciting 80s. Yes, they're topical and they're almost on their way out. Your sporting shorts, lots of oldies by Baldies. And Deacon Blue, Sinead O'Connor, Phil Collins, London Beat, DNA, The Christians and Janet Jackson. Rod?
In the news, Saddam says he's staying in Kuwait. He's been on American TV to say so. No sign of Britain's leaving Baghdad. An asthmatic wins a historic ruling on passive smoking, plus the sex life of moths. Why it's so fiery, just like Jackie's.
Really?
A low of 14, that's 57, and a high of 21, that's 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Got the weather in geographic lovely sweaty detail for you, plus, of course, all the latest travel news, all coming up after another Balding Beauty Sings. This is Errol Smooth Skull Brown and Hot Chocolate.
You're quite right.
Every oldie by a Baldy on 1FM.
Started with a kiss. The back row.
Yes, every oldie by a baldy today. Because it is Baldy's beautiful day, be proud of your pate. 1FM at 7.13, Ross Headline News.
Thank you, Simon. Saddam Hussein has given an American TV interview to deny the Gulf crisis is his fault. There's no chance of his armies leaving Kuwait, and he won't release all the hostages. Saddam also told CBS anchorman Dan Rather a war in the Gulf wouldn't be his fault.
Mr. Bush is called upon now to say to the Americans that he doesn't want war to erupt, in which case we will not have a war.
There's no sign that Western women and children are about to leave Iraq, as Saddam has promised. Red tape is still holding things up, though both British and Iraqi airliners are on standby to fly them home. And one other Gulf headline, Mrs. Thatcher decides today whether to recall Parliament to discuss the crisis. The word is she could decide on a debate at the end of next week. That's what Neil Kinnock wants. 1FM headline news in tune with the Gulf crisis at 7.14.
Simon Mayo, start your day with the breakfast show.
Every oldie by a ball.
He's not a real Baldy, but he's approaching that way. I'm proud of it, and why not? Baldy's beautiful day today. Yes, every record by a Baldy today. Phil Collins and Sussudio from No Jacket Required. 22.5 minutes to 8 o'clock. And Siobhan Lennon. There's a good name. Siobhan Lennon from Chesterfield has had all of her hair shaved off this week for the Ashgate Hospice, and she raised £1,500 for Lynn and the Girls. So she gets us one of those and... one of those and one of the secret. Thank you very much indeed. Michaela Marshall from Burton-on-Trent wants to tell her husband Colin that he may be going more bald each day, but she loves him more and more the more his hair falls out. I'm going to start plucking mine out, I think. Jenny Barber from Bale wants to mention for her husband John they've been married for 1 week and she can't wait for him to go bald. Is it like a symbol of potency then or something?
Yes, it is, yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that right? Something going on with the hormones anyway, that's for certain. If our time checks are slightly out today, I have to tell you it's not our fault. It's because the pulsar in the constellation of Vela has gone on the blink. Did you know that?
Not again.
Yeah, I know. This pulsar gives out a blip, right? It spins so regularly that it gains or loses only a second once every 3 million years. This is all true. Do you find that incredible?
I find that incredible.
Anyway, it suddenly started going wonky and it's speeding up or something. But this pulsar thing, 5,000 years ago, exploded into a supernova, as one does, and it collapsed under its own weight. It shrank to the size of Greater London and became so dense it got elected mayor. No. It became so dense that a fragment the size of a sugar cube, let's all make the sign of a sugar cube, would weigh more than 20 million tons.
No.
It's true, look, it's true. It was the size of a sugar cube, that big, and it weighed 20 million tons. Simon Bates, the Golden
Hour, Radio 1 FM. It was top of the tree in 1985, and is there anything worse than a Clever Clog's breakfast announcer who just comes in and gets it right without thinking? I know the year was 1985, so Simon Mayo got it right. Mind you, it shook him rigid when he did. Paul Morrissey. Paul Morrissey is still living in Darlington. Thanks for the call. Shirley Jennings, Sean and Dave Russell from AC Major in Jersey. Yvonne Connell, Harry Bostock from Ashbourne. Yeah. Gwyn Price from St. Bride's Major. Ross McGinley from Portsmouth. Sean Ginelli and Mick Wade and David Shepherd. And Mark Greetham. Julie Gallier from Wolverhampton. David Clark from Maidstone. Free Will's Motorcycles. Alpha Graphics. Yeah. Well done, Andy and Martin. EMI Records, the girlies at the switchboard have turned up for work again. Brian D, Etchells and Partners, Terry Crew, Mitsubishi. And thank you to Gaskell Textiles. ARW Transformers, try harder next week. Got it wrong. So did Kelso McCabe and Brown, the estate agents in Falkirk and Prudential, Hoban. Sorry, guys, it was 1985 in part two.
From the Headland Hotel Lawn, North Fiscal Beach, Newquay, with Billy Schofield!
Radio station in the land brings you the biggest and the best roadshow with the biggest and the best crowd. I never thought in a million years when I stood on the stage in Western Supermare on Monday and looked at the crowd, I never thought we'd beat it, and we've annihilated it. The crowd here today is massive. There is not a square inch of space. not about time. Need two people up here now. You, sir, with the Radio 1 FM t-shirt on. And a lady. You, madam, with a Smiley Marley t-shirt on. Make your way as fast as you can to the front of the stage. Whew, I'm tired out. We're dancing ourselves daft, aren't we? Yes! Dart about, of course, the game. If... Oh, thank you. I love your back. This, of course, is the game. But if you're listening outside of this massive audience, and you were thinking perhaps you might come down... Oh, half-time. If you were thinking perhaps you might come down, but you needed a little prompting, we have some massive prizes to give you. If you're the first person down here, when your road is pinpointed, get down as quick as you can, bring some proof, and you could win any one of our magnificent prizes. In case you thought he's going to end up with a whole lot of stuff left over. Today, we're giving it all away! Yeah! What's your name?
Rachel Good.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Where from?
Nailsy.
From Nailsy? Yeah. She's all nervous and shaky. What's your name, sir?
Paul Jerry from Swaffham in Norfolk.
Nice to meet you, Paul. Who's going to throw first? Paul, you throw first. You throw first. There's an argument going on here. This is a very small map, so you've got to try and pinpoint a street. Hope you're good. Off you go. Look at that. Do you live on Trenance Avenue? Trenance Avenue. If you're in the crowd, you are disqualified. Bring some proof, get down here as fast as you can, pick up some prizes. Make yourself known to Kath at the back. Come and say hello to some of your mates on the radio. Off you go, your turn now. Oh, look at this. Great shot. That is, oh my goodness, there's all, yeah. Just by Tunnels Through Time, on the back of Tunnels Through Time, it was of course Mount Wise. If you're listening on Mount Wise, get down as fast as you possibly can. Some magnificent prizes could be yours.
Sound of the future. Gary Davis.
Treated me kind, sweet destiny.
It's Mariah Carey and Vision of Love. Which I'll play especially for Lynn Gray from Turing, who wrote in asking if we could preempt her press announcements to relatives on the 2nd of September. Because she's happy to announce her engagement to Chris Fletcher, a South Queensferry in Edinburgh. You probably know him on telly there because he's a TV news reporter. Best wishes to you, Lynn, and to you as well, Chris, from the whole of the Bit in the Middle team. Sounds very grand there, doesn't it? The whole of the Bit in the Middle team. There's only three of us. It's Ted and me and Zoe. Listen, next week on the Bit in the Middle, we have a competition with a difference. I think this could really appeal to you. How would you and a guest like an afternoon watching polo at the famous Guards Polo Club, OKR, at Smith's Lawn in Windsor Great Park, followed by an open-air concert performance by the brilliant Gypsy Kings and a firework display? Well, the date is Sunday, the 16th of September, and if you can get yourself down to the Windsor area, then there will be five double tickets up for grabs. These invitations include your entrance, car parking as well, food and drink vouchers as well. So we're talking about seriously good tickets. So it's a competition that we're going to do on the Bit in the Middle next week, and a chance for you to watch an afternoon of polo at the famous Guards Polo Club in Windsor Great Park, followed by an open-air concert performance by the Gypsy Kings and a firework display. Listen to the Bit in the Middle next week. Radio 1 FM. You ain't heard nothing yet.
At the centre of the radio universe, Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Number one station, BBC Radio 1 FM.
Oh, bless you, love you, squeeze you. Let me touch you. Thank you, Gary.
tune. Thursday, the 30th of August, 1990. It's coming up on 5 minutes after three. There's Quarter Flash. And please say hello to Graham and Martin and Happening Boy and Diane and Mikey and Richard and Julian and Diamond Geezer and Nikki today. Let's hear it for the boys, boys. You know, I'm almost professional sometimes.
C'est vrai dans l'afternoon, the premier show tout le monde.
So I hope you're okay today.
My mummy says that if you watch is the television that you'll get square eyes, but if you listen to Steve Wright in the afternoon on the radio, that you get triangular ears, just like Mr. Spock.
6 minutes after three, the latest from the Roadshow with Phil Schofield later, the latest from the golf and the athletics and the Edinburgh Festival. Plus your faxes and your calls, environment news, Diamond Geezer's Mr. Spoons, Mick, Keith and Bill, man. Sid the manager is back today. Yes, yes, yes. And Grizzler and Rudy and the posse on spanking trees and baldness.
Steve Wright in the afternoon, slicker than a gob full of snot.
Please. I never thought of. We'll be on later.
And yet, see, bright, yeah, past the mic. What time is love?
It is partly cloudy and breezy, less warm today. The high is around 74, 75. That's more than the average. Some scattered showers tonight, dark at 8:05. As I say, the very latest from the Roadshow. We'll have Phil Schofield's location game later on, whatever you want to call it. We'll talk about baldness, especially if you're going bald. This is my favourite at the moment.
Good afternoonings. Today, Steve Wright in the afternoonings will feature the effortless talent of Klaus von Stimpel on the Hohndale electronic organ. And he will play for you such classics as Malofkin Tires and great pieces by the American legend Prince, such as Purple Rainings. Guitar Monsters rave hit by Eric Clapton, Lilas. But not to be forgetting Ozzy Beat Music star kindly monologue with I Should So Lucky Be. Everybody welcome this afternoonings and every afternoonings with Steve Wright.
True Stories 1990.
We are rolling with a true story. Savage headhunters are making a killing these days by selling exotic rugs woven out of human hair to well-heeled collectors. The creepy carpets are the latest decorating trend in the world's most stylish homes. They're marvelous, gushes Francois Q. Hoot, an interior decorator and trader of the rugs. They're the hottest thing from New York to Paris. You walk on them and you just tingle all over. The rugs have been woven for thousands of years by headhunters in Borneo. The hair used is from members of rival tribes who are killed in battle.
True Stories 1990.
From 97 to 99, there is still only one FM.
We're hotter than ever. Loudest on the dial. One FM.
Here's a great oldie from Doris Day. Move Over Darling on One FM.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I make love to you. Doris Day and Move Over, Darling. Oh, darling. It's 14 minutes after 3. Radio 1 FM. You can call call us on 071-637-4343. That's the summer hotline. 071-637-4343. And Nikki is taking your calls today, so say hello to Nikki when you get through. It's a lady. Fax us on 071-636-24762. Vote for today's Mr. Spoons and Diamond Geezer. Get serious. Talk about a guy who makes you delirious. The man on the bus with a reckless stare. Tap him on the forehead. Nothing there.
Be careful, we're handling near a naked flame.
Anything else?
If affected, do not drive or operate machinery.
Right then.
More people listen to Steve Wright in the Afternoon than all the other radio stations combined. If we were commercial radio, we'd be the most expensive you could buy. But we're not. We're commercial free. Radio 1
FM. The headlines again. No criminal charges are to be brought over the Hillsborough disaster.
Iraq has threatened to attack Israel if there's fighting in the Gulf.
And the main story tonight, freed hostage Brian Keenan has described his ordeal in captivity as a slide into the bowels of despair. He said he'd seen John McCarthy but had no news of Terry Waite.
We'll see you 5:30 tomorrow. Mark's next.
News 90. The beat goes on. He's the man who's got the best music.
Get that voice in shape.
Hello, how you doing? Just gone 6 o'clock, Thursday night. Interesting to hear News 90's critic describe the prefab album as not very good. Mind you, he was the guy who described Jeff Lynne as an unknown quantity. So, there we go. Here comes our music jam for Sharon Sinclair in Meadow Place in Crieff and Joanne Southern in Bolton, plus Louise Carey and Anna Tuggy and Joanne Gavin and Nicola Childs and Sarah Salmon, Michelle Draper and Claire Sullivan. What do they want? They want and they're going to get wet, wet, wet. Plus we have Sydney Youngblood and The Who coming up. BBC Radio.
Check it out. It's the Wicked Choice, Mark Goodyear on Radio 1.
Wait a minute. You better talk to my mother.
One FM.
Hello?
Call now to win on 071-637-4343. Who suggested that Elton John should stay at a Chicago rehab hospital? Answers to that one being Rod Stewart. That's what the papers reveal today anyway. Question two, what's the best thing to do if your neighbours play loud rock music? This is a bizarre thing. I wouldn't advise trying this, although they were strenuously advising you to do so in the press and also on Newsbeat at lunchtime today. If your neighbours play loud rock music late at night and they really, really annoy you by doing so, you've got to go out and buy some Des O'Connor and Max Bygraves records and whack them up at high level, because apparently if your neighbours really give you a lot of jip, they won't like it when you play Max Bygraves back. I'm not surprised. Question three, who spent money saving lobsters? This is almost definitely not a true story. But the answer is Paul and Linda McCartney, who, this is so strange, are alleged to buy live lobsters from restaurants and put them back in the sea. I think somebody was short of a bit of space in the column in the newspaper. Anyway, Laura and Mike Whitting live in Albany Park in Rochdale in Lancs, and they were the first correct callers through with all three questions right, so you get the New Kids on the Block step-by-step video. Well done.
And higher and higher on 1FM. Have you done it? You've done it now. Well done. Oh dear, the reason I told that story was because Sue's put a dat in the program. I can't work the dat machine. Oh, good. Where did that noise come from?
That wasn't me.
I've lost it completely now. I'm all over the place. Sue said, you shouldn't say that stuff on the radio. We're both single, you know. Is no one going to bother now? I haven't even marked up this letter. I've been frantically trying to figure out how the DAT works. I haven't even marked this up now. I'm going to have to read the whole thing. Oh, dear. It's come from Claire Berry, who's in St Helens in Merseyside. Why is it falling apart tonight? It's been such a busy week. In keeping with your recycle theme, I'm writing this on the back of one of my French oral practice sheets, which I won't be needing anymore as I finish my GCSEs. Yippee! And there it is, on the back. You must say who you are and what is wrong, express sympathy and offer help. What's this for? Situation, you're staying with a French family, the Merles. One afternoon, you are alone in the house and the phone rings. It is Monsieur Merle. And he will start the conversation. Essential information. Jean-Marie, your pen friend, is at the library and will be home at 6 o'clock. What a load of old tosh. How's that going to help you? Anyway, she says, you are my last hope. You must please, please help me. I'm a big fan of the River City People, but can you tell me if Siobhan Mayer used to do the links between the children's programmes on BBC One a few summers ago? Yes, yes, she did. In fact, I worked with her a little bit. I'm convinced she did, but no one I ask can remember. So definitely, yes, without a shadow of a doubt, it was Siobhan and she was on BBC One. But now she's taken up an extremely successful singing career. Now, normally I would have marked up the rest of this, but I will read it anyway. It could be a load of rubbish. I'm convinced she did, but no one I can remember. Could you please tell me one way or the other and play Waterfall by Paul McCartney for me? If you play my request, I will have succeeded in getting my request to you first, before my friend Lindsay's went to Simon Mayo. Oh, well, he never reads them out. A million thank yous to the most gorgeous talented... Oh, we'll stop there, I think. It's a bit creepy now.
Well, howdy to all of you. And a special howdy to Pinky, Scott, Leslie, Melissa, the pig, Karen, Helen and John, who are celebrating my birthday in a nearby wine bar. Typical, really. Tonight, cow's in session. As for birthdays, well, life just bounces. The fall and life just bounces. A neat start to the programme, but a terribly crummy introduction from me, for which I apologise, but you've got to say something after all.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, for the times, they are a change.
Thank you for all your dedications for tonight's show. Every single piece of music... 99% anyway, chosen by yourselves. And that was especially for she who might euphemistically be called Hazel. The messages, where were you? Thanks once again for all the letters that came in. If you want to suggest another theme night, possibly an acronymic one or whatever, we've had SDP, we've had BBC, what can we have next? Nicky Campbell, BBC Radio 1, London W1A4WW.
1FM. Bob Harris.
It's Bob Harris, Radio 1FM. I must say, you certainly from the letters that I get anyway, you seem to like the guitar pickers. We had Kevin Brown in the studio last night. He played beautifully for us, and I've had a lot of requests asking for something by Bert Jansch. So here he comes.
The number one sound of the future starts here. In the center of your dial. 1FM.